against the people had it all. They had that one special gift, that faith in Jesus Christ. They didn't need any other. And Paul was telling that this truth they now had in Jesus Christ was confirmed in them. This faith, and Paul continually hoped that this faith they now had would continually grow stronger day by day in their Savior. Yes, these people had it all. They had Jesus Christ. They had all these spiritual blessings which God talks about in Corinthians, the spiritual gifts. Yes, these people had it all. This doesn't seem possible that about 3.5 weeks ago, as we celebrated the festival of Christmas, do you remember when you received a gift? Or maybe one of your sons and daughters or relatives' child received a gift? How much they cherished that gift? How that big smile spread across their face when they received that gift? And how much it meant to them? Yes, that's the way it is now with us. We who have received this special gift of God, this faith now in Jesus Christ. It is special. It is something we want to hold on continually, day in and day out. And Paul now reminds us, we have it all, and now we wait eagerly for the coming of our Lord on that day. Yes, eagerly. Because now we have that special gift. Now we wait for our Lord when He will come back to judge this world of ours. Paul says eagerly. He does not say carry a sad face all the time around, every day. He does not say cool your thumbs by not doing anything. But he says continually doing the work of the Lord eagerly in His kingdom. Yes, as we go through this life of ours, it is not going to be easy. But as we know, our Paul says, our God will strengthen us. Our God will help us. And as we read His Word, He indeed will give us the confidence to go through our life. He will assure us time in and day out, that our sins are indeed all forgiven. As we go through this life, how much we need that assurance day in and day out, that our sins are all forgiven. Paul, the final couple verses, more or less puts the icing on the cake when he says, God is faithful. You can depend on Him. If God had to rely on us, we would be in real bad shape. But no, God is faithful. You can depend on Him. He will keep us blameless until that day when our Lord and Savior will come to judge us all. So, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, we indeed are and can be thankful people for what God has done for us. And may we go throughout our life and live as God's thankful people until that day when we wait eagerly for His coming, when we will be with Him in the heavenly mansions above. May God help us for